Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, September 12th. I'm Samantha Simmons in for Ray Graff. The Hudson Valley Garlic Festival is happening at the end of this month in Saugerties, New York. And in celebration of this annual event, we will dive back into the world of garlic. We welcome Tony Carlotto and Jennifer Hayes of Rolling Rock Sol and Rayma Frost of Rockerbox Spice Company. Give us a call at 1-800-348-2551. That's 1-800-348-2551. You can also email the show at voxpop@wamc.org. Another wonderful smelling edition of Food Friday right after this news. Hello once again and welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Samantha Simmons, in for Ray Graff, and garlic is sexy. The Hudson Valley Garlic Festival is happening Saturday, September 27th and Sunday, September 28th in Saugerties, New York. For more than 30 years, this two-day event hosted by the Kiwanis Club of Saugerties has been a destination for garlic lovers to eat, shop, and learn about garlic. Today we welcome Tony Carlotto from Rolling Rock Salt, Rayma and Rob Frost of Rockerbox Spice Company, and Jennifer Hayes from HomeQuest Farms in Hudson. The number to call with your questions is 1-800-348-2551. Again, that's 1-800-348-2551, or by email at voxpop@wamc.org. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you. Hello. Good to be here.
Glad to have you all back. I want everyone to know that's listening that the view I'm looking at right now is Tony in a garlic crown. Mixed with flowers that Rayma made. So Rayma, want to tell us about the garlic crown we're looking at before we get into some questions here?
Sure. So this garlic crown, it's a, just so you can picture it, it's faux garlic and fake flowers woven into. It is, yeah.
I've had
this thing for a decade, wearing it on my head at garlic festivals, and people just were so excited about it for so many years, tried to buy it off my head a million times, and I finally just started making them. So for the past few years, I've been selling garlic crowns at these garlic festivals, and you see people wearing them all over the place now. It's great.
So make sure to see her first, because they sell out quick.
They do sell out, yeah.
So I've heard. So we have the garlic festival coming up. So you guys were here last year talking about the garlic festival, but tell us a little bit about the event and what you have and what other vendors have.
Yeah, well, there's a few garlic festivals coming up. The Hudson Valley Garlic Festival is September 27th and 28th. Maybe my favorite one. It's, just so, gosh, how would you guys describe it?
Huge.
There's so much personality to it also. There's that guy on stilts that walks around screaming garlic, dressed up like a garlic plant. There's like the bagpipes, there's all different music, there's a million different vendors, man.
That's the biggest one in the world now. Gilroy had shut down several years ago. They brought it back, but it was much smaller. No size now, so Hudson Valley is amazing. I think it was 2018. They had 53,000 people for the 2 days. It was like a city on its own, and it's a life of its own, and so many happy people. Just if you've never attended one, you got to get to one.
And there's a lot for children there, too. They have a whole area that's just dedicated to entertaining children. So it's not just for garlic lovers. It's a great event for families to attend.
Eating. Anything you want to eat, it's there.
Yeah,
also
lots
good.
Of good eating.
What's the best garlic-infused food that you've had, specifically at the Hudson Valley one?
Oh, my goodness.
I finally tried the garlic ice cream a couple years
garlic
ago.
Garlic ice cream.
It's not bad. Mm-hmm. And Rayma's friend, Kristen from the Arden Homesteader, has blondies, right?
They're
made with
insane.
Garlic.
Yeah,
amazing.
She makes blondies using roasted garlic and then brownies using black garlic. And these are just some of the
most... Oh, so good.
Just... You wouldn't think it would work, but she's just a magician. They're some of the best things I've ever eaten.
It surprises you.
Yeah, from the Arden Homesteader.
I've got my own question to kick things off here. I was raised in a jarlic family. I know I don't want to break your hearts. I was raised in a jarlic family. I don't live at home anymore with my family, and I now cut my own garlic. But are there any... Is there a difference in taste? I'm sure there is, but, you know, in terms of, like, you know, when you are cooking, does it cook differently? Jarlic versus, you know, freshly chopped garlic.
Yeah, so there's a few different options you've got when you're cooking. There's, I mean, fresh garlic obviously sautés beautifully and is the ideal. But if you're short on time, I would stay away from the jarlic that's garlic, and go for a dehydrated garlic because that actually really locks in the flavor. So that jar that I brought you today, mm-hmm. it's roasted garlic flakes. That's just pure dehydrated garlic that you can use in place of freshly sautéed, diced, peeled garlic, and it's like a huge time saver, and it's actually really, really tasty. It's a really good approximation.
Can you garnish with those?
I do. I put it on my buttered bagel just this morning. It's going to be really crunchy if you just garnish with it, but it cooks up beautifully and is really yummy when it's crunchy also. Yeah.
She has shallot flakes too. They're killer. I use them on everything, especially eggs. They're really nice.
Thanks,
and don't burn the garlic when you're cooking it, nice and low.
Oh, I'm terrible
Once
about
you burn
that.
It, done.
Hot and fast, always. Gotta
be gentle.
As much as you want, according to taste. Sometimes you want just a little bit of garlic less. I raise a bunch of elephant garlic now, which is a mild garlic. For the years, people ask me, do you have elephant garlic? Oh, no, that's not really a garlic. It's in the leek family. But there is a place on earth for elephant garlic when you want a milder recipe, just like there's a place on earth for mosquitoes, bat food.
Mm-hmm. Give us a call with your garlic questions, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. We have an email, but let's get to it. So I've read online that it's better to finely chop garlic instead of mincing. Apparently some sort of enzyme is released when mincing. Could you clarify?
I could shed some light on that, I think. So when you slice open garlic, there's this compound called allicin. I forget how it's spelled, but it's not exactly like the woman's name, but it's called allicin. And it's
A-L-I-C-I-N.
Thanks, Tony. Yeah. So it's a very volatile organic compound that's found in garlic that's released only when it's cut or pulverized or smashed. So the more finely you cut it, like if you were to puree it, that all of that allicin is going to get released and is going to be gone in a matter of hours, I believe. Don't quote me on that part. But so it's not exactly better to like cut it really fine versus cutting it more coarsely, but you're actually going to release more of the flavor the more finely you cut it up.
Allicin is a good part. It's the good medicinal stuff. And it's only when you first chop it, that stuff comes out. I make a lot of my salt. I grind up the fresh garlic right into the salt, so it goes right into it and sucks it right up. But garlic is good, and garlic is great. Jennifer, what do you think about garlic?
Oh, I love garlic.
And Tom has the most. Amazing.
So the one question we get asked all the time is, what's the difference between store-bought garlic and garlic that we grow here in New York State on the farm? And the big difference is if you go, you know, about a little more than 80% of what you find in the store is imported from China or Argentina, and it's bleached and the roots are cut off of it, and it looks, you know, really white if you see it. So when you buy our garlic, you know, or you know, homegrown garlic or local garlic, it's much different because it hasn't been bleached, it hasn't been treated, and the flavor is going to be much richer and better, and it's just, you know, completely different. So that's a big difference.
I was watching a video recently, and people were cooking with the garlic skins in the pot, you know, boiling it if it was soup or something. So is there flavor in the skins of garlic?
Yeah, great flavor in the skins and great medicinal properties in the skin also.
Really?
And some of my, when I make my stuff, I leave the innermost skin on it, so that's ground into the salt too. But even in cooking, the garlic skin, the innermost skin is really packed with good stuff.
I just learned something new.
Even onion skins too.
Cool. And the big thing is the garlic scape. So we do about 6,000 pounds of garlic scapes a year. And, you know, we harvest those because we have to pull those off so that the bulb grows and it doesn't feed the seed pod on the top. But what you might not know is the garlic scape grows and it curves over three times and then starts growing up again. And each layer of the scape, there's three layers, has a different flavor, and it's used for different cooking purposes. Sautés, stews, and a lot is garnish, or you know, just the different flavors of the scape. And you can pickle them, you can freeze them and use them throughout the year. But yeah, a lot of people discard the scape, and that's, you know, a great thing. You can make pesto with it. The pesto is amazing too.
What part of the garlic is this?
So the bulb is in the ground, and then we grow German red hardneck. So it's got the hard neck that grows up, and that'll curve over. So when it curves over, we have to go down to the second leaf and snap it off. And if we don't do that, the bulb will not grow to its full potential because it's feeding the seed pod on the top. So that's a very important thing that we do in June. And but those, you know, we put in the cooler, and then you can just, there's so many uses for them.
So that's the flower, right?
Will turn into a flower.
Yeah. It's the garlic flower. Glowing.
I got to see a site back in June. I went over to the farm one day. Tom says, come here, look at this. Walked into the cooler, 5,000 pounds of scapes. Few people on earth have seen that much and be inside. I think if somebody laid in there for 3 hours, it'd cure any disease known to mankind.
I was in there.
Amazing. What a smell and aroma.
I was in there for
incredible.
3 weeks.
Were you cured of all?
Yeah.
She's immortal.
Yeah, apparently.
Mosquitoes don't even want to bite me.
We're going to take a quick break, but you can give us a call at 1-800-348-2551. Again, that's 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org to get all your garlic questions answered. Welcome back to Vox Pop on WAMC. We are talking garlic. The Hudson Valley Garlic Festival is in a few weeks, Saturday, September 27th and Sunday, September 28th in Saugerties, New York. You can give us a call at 1-800-348-2551. Again, that's 1-800-348-2551. Or email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Get those garlic questions in. Let's take a call from Carrie in Plainfield, Massachusetts. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you? Interesting show.
Thanks.
Okay. My question is, I've been growing garlic for quite a few years, but I wanted to grow larger bulbs. So I purchased some music and what you just mentioned earlier, the German red garlic. One of my questions is, because the bulbs are bigger, the cloves are bigger, do you plant those larger ones deeper into the soil than you would a smaller garlic?
I can take that. So what we've done is you have to take the larger cloves and replant them every year. Do not eat them. Just keep replanting them every year, because every year that you replant them, it acclimates to your soil. So the more acclimated it gets to your soil, the better it will do. And it's really important to not eat it and just keep replanting it and use the bigger cloves and replant it, and it'll grow larger bulbs. So one thing you want to do is just go 3 inches down and about 6 inches apart. So that's really important. The other thing, we use all holidays as like a guideline. It's not a science, but what we do is Columbus Day weekend is when we plant. And then Thanksgiving is when we cover with straw. You don't want to use mulch. You don't want to use leaves, because that will keep the moisture in, and it's not good for the garlic. The other thing that's going to happen is they're going to sprout. You're going to see a little green growth on the top, which is fine, but you really want to get it in mid-October, because it's important for that root system to take hold in the soil. And if you have, you know, a deep frost, it's going to heave. And if that root has that strong foundation, it's going to be okay. And when it heaves, it's not going to break those roots off. So that's that. And then, you know, you're going to go through the spring. If you have a small garden area, you can leave the straw on top of it. It will keep down with the weeds. And then the next holiday, well, mid-June is when we take the scapes off, and you're going to want to do that. And then 4th of July is when we harvest it. So those are your holiday dates that you kind of keep in mind. You're going to want to rotate, though, the crop. You don't want to keep planting in the same place, but you definitely want to keep planting the same garlic every year and not get fed up with a garlic and buy a different kind of garlic and try growing that. You want to keep replanting the same garlic year after year to acclimate to your soil.
One thing, people, they get planted too early, and the stem gets up too much, and it acts as a wick in the wintertime and sucks in water. So I'm going to rot the bulbs. So don't get it. Oh, I planted right after the festival in September. Don't wait till a too good frost. I planted as late as December 14th and still had good luck because I physically couldn't get out there. I found out there the light one night, got the last garlic in, it snowed and froze the next day, and it was still good. Well, you're right. The bigger cloves yield bigger garlic, and keep them weeded.
It's frequently giant garlic, but I've been told that's more of in the leek family than
it is.
Garlic.
The elephant garlic, which I started specializing in, gets pretty almost the size of a, bigger than a baseball, a little bit bigger than that. It's a great garlic. And it's fun. It says you have pet elephants if you want. You can make a zoo for yourself. It's a nice garlic to grow, and a nice mild garlic.
Is music garlic the biggest bulb of garlic?
I've seen music and the German red pretty similar. I came across some Romanian red last year. Mm-hmm. Was 3.5 to the pound, was huge. Had some great heads with that, so those are three good ones to go. But the music and the German red are always good size.
And part of that is because it's for that climate. So the German red is the same climate that we have here in New York, so that's why it does well here. So you don't want to get like an Egyptian garlic that's more Mediterranean and try to grow that here because it won't do as well. So the types of garlic, like the Russian, the music, the German red, the German white, they all will do well in this climate.
All right. Thanks, Carrie. Let's go to our inbox real quick. In the movie Goodfellas, the character Polly slices garlic with a razor blade so thinly that it just melts as soon as it hits the oil. I've never tried this. What do the guests think? Thanks, Kathy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Sounds great. I've never tried it either. I don't know if it would melt. Would it melt?
It does.
It does.
Oh, it does.
Oh, my
What's like the benefit of that?
So have you ever had a nice crusty Italian bread that was like gooey inside and you just get like the thinly sliced garlic with the olive oil and you just sop it up?
Yep.
It's pure heaven.
Mm.
That's the benefit is it tastes good, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. And Maureen says, sometimes I can keep garlic bulbs for up to a few months, but then sometimes the cloves shrivel up and get moldy or dusty. Does this possibility have to do with where the bulbs were from? I have better luck with locally harvested good garlic bulbs since they're so much tighter, but they aren't available year round. Also, any tips on what to buy off season and about storing?
So we grow the German red hardneck, which has a long shelf life. And the benefit of that is it will last through February, like if you get it now. And the biggest keys to storing your garlic is it has to be a dark, dry place. So a lot of people will stick it in the basement, which they can be damp, not the greatest place. The best place is just a pantry. But no direct sunlight. These will last, you know, straight through the year. And the part of it is the hardneck, which makes it hardier. And you really just want to keep it dry. What we tend to do is, like, if we notice it's starting to get a little mushy, is we'll chop it up and put a little olive oil, put it in ice cube trays, freeze it, and then just put it in a Ziploc. And then as you need to cook with it, you just pop it right out of the freezer and throw it in the pan.
I did this recently, not recently, months ago, and I have since forgotten about it. So I have that sitting in my freezer right now.
I've had good luck with a German extra hardy variety lasting until April. There's a good, there's a German white or German extra hardy that seems to last. I've been making black garlic all year long, so some have some leftover that late. So I've had good luck with that lasting, but no cool and dry, no attic, no basement. Let it breathe, no light.
What's the difference between, you know, the garlic you're getting in stores and, you know, the fresh garlic you're growing?
Chinese.
Other than, you know, it's like bleached and from overseas.
Chinese
is there like
versus
American quality?
Garlic.
It's a big difference because it's chemically treated and they have to cut the roots off so that, you know, it's not replanted here and grown. The garlic that we grow is, you know, fresh and the flavor is going to be unbelievably different than what you're getting in the store.
Way more intense.
If you shop around, some markets have known American grown garlic through the wintertime. that's usually an Enchilium variety. I know Big Y has it pretty much year-round, too. But the stuff in those net bags or stuff that's really white, they're sprayed so they don't sprout roots on that to keep dry. But you can find some good garlic pretty much year-round, too.
So it's a little bit more than 80% is imported. I think it's like 10% comes from California, and the very rest of the percentages come from local farms. So you can get local garlic. I just think it's being diligent on buying that versus the white bleach stuff that you can find in the store.
1-800-348-2551. That's 1-800-348-2551. Or email at voxpop@wamc.org. Let's go to Maureen on the line. Hi, Maureen.
Hi. So I have a question for Rolling Rock Salt. Last fund drive, I received a premium for donating, and I got Rolling Rock Salt. So I'm wondering, should I order online, or should I come to the Garlic Festival and buy my Rolling Rock Salt, use my certificate there?
Come get it in person if you want. It never expires. When I expire, it will expire. But don't worry about that. I'll mail it to you, too, if you want to. Contact me through my website, and I'll mail it to you. No extra charge.
Okay.
Make it easy.
And I want to thank you for being an underwriter, for supporting WAMC. I drive a lot from north to south, and I can keep WAMC, so I really appreciate everybody who's a underwriter, and I love getting a little premium when I donate.
Well,
so thank
you for being
you.
A supporter.
Thanks, Maureen.
Stay tuned. There will be more.
Perfect. Bye.
Will you have the crown on when you're selling garlic?
You betcha. It's good luck.
Do you have one?
Yeah, you betcha. She gave
he
me
does.
One years
I crowned
ago.
Him. I mean, he was already the garlic king. He just didn't have the crown.
Okay. What makes you the garlic king?
My belly, probably. I got on a scale the other day. I said, wow, we're one at a time.
So tell us a little bit about the process of, you know, getting garlic into a seasoning and
when I first
salt.
Started doing this, there was a story publication, a 28-page pamphlet, one little paragraph, make your own garlic salt. I lit right up and saw that. Next day I'm on, have a Cuisinart. I put it in and grind the fresh garlic in. I find fresh herbs, fresh garlic, and they grind in fresh. It does suck the flavor up into it. And then I dry it out, usually with use a low temperature, a dehydrator, or the oven. And I do it on like big cookie sheets, so then don't suck, let the flavor soak in for a while, then dry it out. Tony's Tremendous, my number one seller, has garlic in it, mushroom in it, and various Italian herbs. You got a bottle of that in your price package, and there's a bottle of Darby's Garlic Festival, number two, which is
many of your
pure garlic
your salts.
Then you have the one that Ray's Royal Beef, but in Red Button Radio Land, we can say I sell it as sex on the beef. So.
I just read that one out in the newsroom, and they all laughed
when
at
you read
that
it back.
One.
But it's just I keep getting these ideas all the time. And so you make one more new salt, you have to take two old ones out. Just can't do it.
We grow a lot of corn, and we have like really awesome sweet corn and Silver Queen. And Tony came out with two spices this year for corn. What was the corn?
Street
on the
corn is one, and Pop and Cop have had for a while, which is a mixture of maple and honey salts. Those are difficult. You got to make sure they're really cured and heated up so they don't get sticky. Then I made named Mexican street corn, I call it street corn, which is chipotle peppers, cumin, and cilantro with the red and green peppercorns. It loves chicken, it loves eggs, it loves corn, it loves everything. So pork, you name it.
Just
that's
like me.
A good one.
Yeah, so we had that at the farm stand, and we couldn't keep it in stock.
Of course, with the best corn, too. And the best veggies. Incredible. HomeQuest Farm, do you want to see some at the display? It's like a candy store for me.
Mm. And then, so, Rayma, your garlic is salt-free, isn't it, the garlic powders?
Yeah. So we've taken very different courses, I guess, me and Tony. I never knew that's how you made it. That's fascinating. Mm. But most of my spices are actually totally salt-free. They're pure garlic or pure onion. And then the blends that I make are very low in salt because I figure you can add more, but you can't subtract it when you're working with blends. Most of them are, they'll just amp up a ton of flavor without adding salt in case you've got dietary sensitivities around that. Works
I had
well.
A stroke 6 years ago in the Cameron line. No stroke, no joke, no salt. Yeah, five or six different blends we have.
No salt.
No.
Oh, sorry. I'll give you some of mine.
No, I got. All her stuff is so nice, the packaging. It's not even those shallot flakes I can't say enough about. And her pickled garlic.
Yeah, we have some of that sitting in front of us. Let's crack that open and really sink up the newsroom for the next live show.
Let's wait about 5 or 3 so the rest don't kill everybody.
It really will. This will linger. But I don't know who's pickle people, but this is pickled garlic, which you can eat right out of the jar. And it's really simple ingredients and kind of retains its crunch really nicely. You can add it to salads or sandwiches.
Hot dogs I see in the back.
Hot dogs, burgers, pulled pork sandwiches. Yeah.
Down the hatch.
All right, who's going to be brave?
Yeah.
Who's going to be brave? Well, I'm going to be brave.
Yeah, I know you said you're not a pickle person, and that's one of the prerequisites probably for eating this right out of the jar.
Well, good thing you guys can't see my face, but we'll see. It's not bad. It's actually pretty good.
Most of my customers eat it like popcorn.
Like popcorn?
Yeah, they just
oh my God.
Open the jar and eat it right up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pickled, so it's nothing like eating a jar of raw garlic cloves. It's really nothing like that.
You have habanero too, right? And jalapeno.
Yeah, I'm going to stink later.
Got habanero. You're in good company, at least for the next 45 minutes.
1-800-3... No, oh my God, wrong number.
1-800-348-2551.
I thought we were in the fun drive. We just came out of a meeting. 1-800-348-2551. You can talk garlic with us. While we're all enjoying these pickled garlic cloves, let's go to Gary in Schenectady. Hi, Gary.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I wish you would take a minute to discuss the known health benefits of garlic.
Well, it's almost proven you'll live to be 157 years old if you eat garlic 3 times a day. Ray will disagree with that, but garlic is good in every way. You know, against colds or any kind of stuff like joints, they say. I make black garlic, which is also triple the health benefits of regular garlic, but you can't get enough garlic in your life. It does really help with colds. Garlic, honey, lemon, drink that all day long. Dance all night.
Yes, garlic is a superfood, and when you get the black garlic, it's like a superfood on steroids. So it's definitely has its health benefits, and it's a small thing to eat just to keep you healthy.
And Ray will remind us we're not doctors. A disclaimer, the station is off the hook. Right.
I'm not a doctor.
This is just personal medical advice.
All right. Anything else you want to know, Gary?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks. Have a good one. 1-800-348-2551. We're all still nibbling on our pickled garlic here. I'm trying my best and being really brave about it just for all you listeners.
You can
also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. There's another garlic question going to come in here. It's on my phone.
We all do the garlic festivals together. We did Vermont together a couple weeks ago. The Garlic Town USA is a fabulous festival with great organizers that can't say enough about.
We were up in Geneva, too.
Oh, together. Yeah. Glorious Garlic Festival.
I did do that one.
On Seneca Lake, yeah.
Tomorrow we're going our separate ways. You're going to be in Mohawk Valley and Little Falls?
Yeah, I'll be in Little Falls at the Mohawk Valley Garlic Festival. It's a one-day event. A lot of fun. Really cute little festival.
Where are you going to be, Jennifer?
We'll be in Riverhead, Long Island for a garlic festival. I think we're one of two garlic vendors there, so it'll be interesting. It's our first year at that one. We do 5 to 6 garlic festivals a year.
I'll be at the Berkshire Garlic Festival, the 3rd annual Berkshire Garlic Festival, hosted by the Sheffield Historical Society in Sheffield, Mass., which is my hometown. It's a small one, but a growing one, so we'll be all our different ways. And then in 2 weeks, we'll all be together again for a big party. In the middle of October, Columbus Day weekend, 11th and 12th, there's a Connecticut Garlic Festival, Garlic and Herb Festival. That's a great festival. They all have different feels. The Vermont one's a different feel. The Saugerties one's a different feel, the Hudson Valley, the one in Connecticut, completely different feel. So we're lucky to have some great events, so it's a party for us, too.
I got tricked into the glorious one. I was told I was being taken to the lake for the weekend.
I didn't realize that
I was going to be working a garlic festival. But to his credit, I was sitting in an Adirondack chair facing the lake in the morning.
Just beautiful. Right. Yeah.
There's some positives to that. What are the benefits of, chopping garlic differently? I know when I was a kid, my parents bought this like little plate that had all these grooves in it that you kind of...
Those are great.
Yeah. Does it taste different? Does it cook different?
Easy way to do it. Every 3 years, that's the greatest thing since sliced bread or whatever fair you go to. But it's an easy way to do it too. my hands are not good anymore, so I got to chop any way I can. I take a bottle, bang it down, smash it, squish it good, put it in, and put those in the pack those with pickles, regular dill pickles.
I keep a little finger bowl and dip my fingers in water just to get the skins off sometimes. The garlic peel is pretty easy, but like I find that if I have that finger bowl, it makes me happy because then I don't have the skin sticking all over.
That's really smart.
A lot of it has to do with what kind of texture do you want at the other end? And so, you know, you can mince it or crush it, and that has one, and as we've already said, it releases the flavor. You know, and Rayma at Rockerbox has got a very fine powder, which will disappear in a dish, and we also have the flakes where you want that texture. And real garlic's the same way. The finer you mince it, it can almost disappear in a dish. You mince it larger, especially if you're sauteing it, it might get a little crispy on there. And then roasting it is fantastic, just those whole cloves. Of the whole heads, even tuck it right inside bread. I've cooked full cloves in the bread, and it's just fantastic. Mm. But it's an incredibly versatile seasoning, and as we've said, there's a lot of purported health benefits as well.
Fantastic. One of the things I find most interesting and or wonderful about garlic is that whether it's raw, roasted, or black, you're coaxing all these different, really nuanced, complex flavors out of garlic, just depending on how you cook it. So roasting brings forward all these, you're doing like the Maillard reaction, right? It's caramelizing, and it creates all these interesting, like really delicious flavors. And then fermenting, making black garlic like Tony does, makes it take on all these sweet, really subtle qualities, almost like balsamic. And then raw garlic, of course, is like incredibly pungent. And so, but they're all just pure garlic, and it's like magic in that way.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, real quick. 1-800-348-2551 or email us at voxpop@wamc.org. We're talking garlic on Vox Pop, 1-800-348-2551. Rayma and Rob, I have a question about, you know, you were talking about dehydrated garlic a little bit earlier. So is that something you can put in a hot pan, and does it, you know, release the same flavors that putting in fresh garlic would? Or, you know, if you're trying to make a roux of some sort, does it have that same property?
That's a great question. So when it comes to dehydrated garlic, the whole point of it, in my opinion, is it's a shortcut. And so the reason that I started making my own instead of using granulated stuff is that when you take that shortcut and you use the granulated stuff, it's really just an approximation. It's really nothing like using fresh raw garlic. But when you're making it the real way, you're just dehydrating it. You're peeling it first. There's no roots or peels. And you're drying it and grinding it into a powder. Then actually, yeah, it actually tastes just like the real thing, without having to peel and chop and do all of the more time-consuming parts of cooking. You don't have to sauté it. The thing about a very fine powder or a dehydrated garlic flake is that there's no sautéing required. So you just start making your meal as you would normally, and then you add the garlic dust or the garlic flakes, whatever it is, as you're cooking, and it'll just infuse that flavor in the whole dish without needing to start with the sautéing part, if that makes sense.
Yeah. We got a question. Oh, did you want to add to that? No, add to that.
Okay, so just quick here before the question comes in. I think we use the powdered garlic to augment. And so there's, you know, kind of that garlic gap between April and the fresh garlic comes in. And the powdered garlic that that Rayma has created really helps give that great flavor throughout. It also helps bridge, at least in our lives, that time gap. We cook with fresh garlic, fresh local garlic, on the weekends when we have the time. We can peel it and we can mince it and crush it and work through. But during the week, we're busy. Right. And but we still want the flavor. We still want the health benefits, and we want that savory goodness. And that's where that powder garlic is going to help bridge not only the April to July gap, but also that kind of, frankly, Monday through Friday gap where I found myself not cooking with garlic before. So
good point, Rob. That sorrowful gap in the calendar that we don't have our fresh garlic. Yeah.
Amanda wants to know, you know, we're not scientists, but Amanda wants to know why garlic gives her the garlic breath that can clear a room, and how can you avoid it but still enjoy garlic?
You have to be with other people who eat garlic.
Just make garlicky friends.
Just make garlicky friends.
Just go for getting rid of people you don't
want
to have either.
Just
Yeah. Amanda, you hear that? Your friends need to start eating garlic too.
Have you noticed that though? That it does stick with some people worse than others?
Mm.
Some people, it comes out of their pores.
Interesting.
I may or may not.
I'm
going to
sweat garlic today. That's for sure. Kevin in Greenfield says, if someone at my house, planted it upside down, does it change the taste? They're all pretty much the same size, which is disappointing.
It'll actually turn around.
Right.
It'll actually, if it's planted upside down, it'll actually turn itself.
The experiment one, I had some leftover small ones. I just threw them all in a ditch, and the light draws them up. They'll turn around and point up.
That's incredible.
Why does that happen?
Because it's smart. It's a smart food.
Seeking the light.
I'm not as smart as a garlic, apparently. Let's go to, I think, Andrea or Andre. I am dense on the mess bike. Here we go. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Sorry, I mispronounced your name.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hi, my name is Andrea, and I have two questions about garlic scapes. One is, when is the best time to pick them? Should you wait till they curl three times, or just pick them when they, I don't know, you can answer it. And then the second is, after I pick my garlic scapes, I usually keep them in the fridge in a plastic bag with newspaper, and they keep for a long time. But after a while, they start creating garlic, like bulbs at the top, garlic seeds at the top, which is kind of cool, but I've always wondered why that happened.
So you definitely want to wait for it to curl the third time up. And once it starts growing up, you go to the second leaf down, and that's where you snap it. If it's a hard neck. But you definitely need to pull the scapes off so that the bulb is fed and not that seed pod on the top. And then what we do with the scapes, and there's a couple things. We actually vacuum seal them and freeze them, and you can pull them out during the dead of winter, and they're still fresh and they're amazing, and you can saute and cook with them. There are the three different flavors that gets very technical, especially in Asian cuisine, that they use for sauteing, soups and stir fries. But you know, it's all good. It's you know how you like to cook your food. But definitely one really good thing is if you're gonna keep the scape, you can make pesto with it. Mm-hmm. And pesto is amazing. And you can take garlic, chop it up, a little olive oil. And my trick is, because pine nuts are so expensive at $25 a pound, and I don't care for the bitterness of walnuts, I go to Aldi's and get the unsalted sunflower seeds, and that's how I make my pesto.
Cool.
And it really is a refreshing, light taste that kind of breaks up the richness of the garlic.
They freeze well, like Jennifer said. You vacuum pack and they last almost forever. I used to chop them up, put them in soups and stews, and always kid people that 12-cent ramen soup is poisonous. If you dice it up, put it in that, it takes the poison out. They'll chop them up, put them in salads, put them in omelets. Just done so many uses for them.
I'm just going to say I'm with you on that.
I blackened them, too, and they did blacken well. And sometimes I'll take them, put them in pots of water outside. I'll take maybe two dozen. Let them keep going. They'll pop. The bulbs will pop, and they'll come out, and the little seed bubbles will come out. They take and plant those for scallions. They have little fresh scallions for salads and whatever you want.
Thank you, Andrea. All right, let's go to Stephen in Greenville. Hi, Stephen.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was, I've been growing garlic for the last few years using most of the techniques you've been mentioning. One thing, I don't know if you spoke about, I got on a little bit late, but was fertilizing the garlic. So I was wondering if you could discuss that. I've used a product called 3G that I've gotten from Fedco, but I don't know if it's really necessary or not.
So what we do at the farm is we don't use any fertilizer or pesticides. What we do is after we harvest in July, we till whatever field we're going to then grow the garlic in, and we use chicken manure. And you don't want to use cow manure because they eat a lot of hay and seedy stuff, and then you'll get the weeds from that. So chicken manure tends to be the best. Other manure tends to be a little more acidic. We work the soil and so that when we're ready to plant in October, it doesn't burn the garlic. It's already worked in. It's already acclimated to the soil, but that's what we use.
Yeah, good clean bed. I like maple leaves. When the leaves come off the trees, I'm happy. After a nice rain, get them up, get them in there, till them in.
And, yeah, you don't want to use anything like a pine because that's too acidic, and that's not good for garlic.
Yeah, garlic's relatively easy to grow in the Garland. Not maybe as easy as potatoes, but it's pretty close. But if you've got a good garden soil, your garlic is going to do well. And, you know, as has been said on the show already, just continue over the years always picking your best garlic. That's the garlic best, meaning the largest and healthiest plants with the largest bulbs. And those are the ones that grow best in your soil. Top dress with compost, mix in the leaves, like Tony just said, and then top dress with a breathable mulch. Before December and the real snow comes in, and you're going to do great over time. 5-6 years from now, your heads could be twice as big as they are now because they've acclimated to the soil. If they're Tony's garlic, this would be 3-4 times as big, but we'll see.
Thanks to Tom. We got lots of stuff from him. Well, my elephant garlic came out pretty good this year, so
yeah,
I've got good-sized heads and good-sized cloves to plant for yourself. Like I said, make pets out of them. Elephant is a use. I made a shrimp dish a couple weeks ago. I didn't want a lot of garlic, and I just shaved up some. They're good size. You can just slice them off or slice them off for pizza. They make wonderful black garlic.
A lot of people were disappointed this year with their garlic crops. Mm-hmm. And what happened was we had a very cold spring, and a lot of the garlic bulbs did split or were smaller this year because then we didn't have we had a lot of rain in the spring and it was very cold. And then we had a little bit of a drought. So that definitely caused the garlic crops across the board to be a little bit smaller this year and a lot of splitting bulbs.
All right. Thanks, Stephen.
Let's get a shout in for Pat. She's not here. From president of the Socrates, Kiwanis Club of Socrates, Pat Pretorius. And she's usually here to root us on. But the Kiwanis Club there does so many wonderful things as far as supporting local organizations. It's a great event, well organized. Can't say enough about it. It's a main street on the tarmac down there. You can almost get lost in the place with so many kinds of vendors and garlic. Like Jennifer said before, even the Vermont Garlic Festival, the Garlic Town USA, says while we're on the break, says they have it dialed in. They sure did. The people coming in, then loading out. They had escape entrances. Though in a matter of an hour and a half, it was like they've disappeared. There's so much work involved in it. And Doc Kapler, Hudson Valley, he takes care of us vendors, the garlic vendors and that. But there's so many people to work on that, and they meet every month during the year to organize this event so it happens. So this stuff doesn't happen by itself. There's many people who work behind the scenes and make it go. And a shout-out to Hudson Valley Garlic Festival, Kiwanis Club of Socrates, Doc Kapler and Pat Pretorius and all their helpers, their little elves. We'll see you soon.
Yeah. Shall we give all the garlic festivals a shout-out so people know where to go and when?
Yeah.
All right. We got the Mohawk Valley Garlic and Herb Festival this weekend, this Saturday only, the 13th. What's next after that?
Tomorrow is the Berkshire Garlic Festival. Yeah.
And then we'll be in Riverhead, Long Island for their garlic festival. But we're also going to Cuba, New York, for the first time. Not this weekend. Next 20th? Weekend. Yep. And then we'll be at Saugerties for the one and only.
Which is the old gang will be together again.
And the Saugerties Garlic Festival is the 27th and 28th of September. And then there's the Connecticut Garlic Festival, October 11th and 12th.
Yep, that's at the Bethlehem Fairgrounds in Bethlehem, Connecticut. Easy in, easy out. Great parking there. The same with the Hudson Valley event. It's great parking in and out. So make sure to get down there. If you've never been to one, you'll be happy you did.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
And we sell garlic right at the farm. So if you want to take a drive on to Home Quest Farms in Hudson, New York, come on down.
We've got destination drive.
Plenty of garlic. And, you know, it's pumpkin season and mums, and we've got it all.
peppers, cucumbers, you
tomatoes.
Name it. The widest pepper collection I've ever seen. So any pepper guys want to go down there, gals, go down there and you'll be amazed.
We got a few more garlic questions in here before with our last few minutes. Lisa wants to know about planting garlic and how best to use mulch to protect during the winter period. And, oh, I can't ask that one. So, okay. Anyways, planting and how best to protect it in the winter.
So I would say straw. Do not use leaves. A lot of people decide to use leaves, and that will hold the moisture in unless you're using the leaves earlier in the year to till in. But do not cover your garlic with leaves because it tends to hold the moisture or rot the garlic. So definitely straw because that doesn't have the seeds that hay does. And you can just, you know, keep that on. You don't have to remove it because it'll keep the weeds down throughout the year. And it'll grow up through that.
Looks like Lisa has a garlic crown.
Lisa says she does have a garlic right crown, too. Yeah. Is it different to plant garlic in raised beds?
I've tried pots. I tried all sorts of techniques with anything over the years, and I've tried several times to grow in no big pots, even no 10, 20-gallon pots. I've never had good luck with it. Raised beds, I've known people have good luck with it. I've seen it, too.
The trick is, though, you shouldn't keep growing the garlic in the same raised bed. You want to rotate your crops, so that's important. But obviously, hopefully it's the same soil you're using in different raised beds so that it gets acclimated to your soil.
Does garlic kind of soak up nutrients in soil the way that other crops do?
Yes, and that's why you want to rotate your crops.
Mm-hmm. And Nick is asking, is garlic more nutritious in its raw form? Or if not, when is it the most nutritious? That might be something you know.
I don't know, but my family's Italian, and if you felt like a cough or a cold coming on, they would just pop you a clove of garlic, and you're, you know, 5 years old chewing on raw garlic.
So I call it Italian penicillin.
Yeah. I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but
probably fresh for the Ellison it might be.
Here we go. But my feeling is that it has amazing health benefits in all of its forms. It's just good for you. I don't know which is best, but just keep eating it.
And the bonus is a great flavoring agent.
For sure. And I'd put a plug in for eating it local from, you know, low-input regenerative farms like the farmers you have here at the table. And it's the healthiest soil makes the healthiest plants to make the healthiest people. So that's extremely important.
You're here.
Do you think garlic is the same way as honey where you want to buy local honey? Should you buy local garlic for the same property?
We have 100 honey hives at our farm, and it's very important. And we had our beekeeper come and give a speak at the farm, and it was the most fascinating thing ever. And, you know, you could go on about honey for 2 days because and bees, they're just incredible, incredible, you know, beings. So our first honey came out of the season, and it was almost like an iridescent green. And I asked our beekeeper, I go, why is it this color? And he goes, well, what's the first thing that bees can eat? You know, and it's dandelions. So it almost had that color from the dandelions, and it was like so crazy. And that's why it's so important not to use weed killer, because that's the first thing our bees can eat. So you want to keep the bees healthy. We need bees. But honey is so incredible. And the difference between local honey and store-bought honey is they boil the honey at the store to a high temperature, and it takes all the good properties out of the honey. So you want local, fresh, raw honey.
All right. We're just about out of time. My apologies to anyone left in my inbox. But I want to thank Tony, Jennifer, Rayma, and Rob for being with us today.